You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hey, I'm Ruben. I do a solo thing called Milk. I also am in some other bands, BHF Roids, and do a thing called Totems. And talking about my new album, Issues, which is coming out on Danger Collective Records on the 11th of December, I believe.
The album Issues, the bracket around the S, because that's a Korn album normally. The album's about, like, just very personal things about my life, basically. Like, I have a nerve condition called fibromyalgia, and that makes me just sore all the time, basically sends signals of pain to my brain and back and forth in my body. Basically about, like, being sore all the time and then getting depressed about being sore, and, like, about being in a relationship at the same time. Bong Iver, that was a Carol song, like, working title, and I was always like, no, we have to name the song Bong Iver, but the song it was, like, on was a very serious emotional song. And we were like, maybe we should change the name, and I just didn't want to give up that name, so it's like, yep, that song's Bong Iver.
For the Auckland market and was already hitting local tinny houses.
Every Day, which is the second song. I wrote that song when I had a real bad night at a gig, and I was like, got real sad and wanted to go home and was like not in a good mood, and then just like no one was at home when I got home, and I was like, I'm gonna play guitar real loud, cool. And then just wrote that song like real quick. That was one of the first songs I recorded properly for the album as well, because that was the one I was like quite excited about. Because it's like real just like pop song, I guess, and has like the funky weird bit in the middle. That song's just about like being real sore and sad and like having to like deal with people while having to have your own shit going on. Issues, the song, title track. That's one I wrote ages ago. I wrote the guitar riff for it when I was on tour with Green Fog and Carols, like a year and a half ago maybe. And we, once again, this is another time when we just had some like random downtime on the tour, and we stopped kind of a couple bays over from where like Nelson is, in this weird valley, in like a campground kind of place, and it was just like the most beautiful stars and just everything. And once again, very blazed, just sitting out looking at the stars, and it was just like playing this really weird chord progression, and I was just like trying to make it more and more like complex as I like played through it. And so I got this like weird time signature kind of thing, and spent another very long time trying to figure out a bass line that was like not going to be messy, because I wanted to do something equally as shreddy, and then just realized you're just making a mess all over the song. It's just like everyone's going way too hard. And from there, I was just like recorded all these like pads on the outro and stuff, and I left the delay pedal and like on full amount of echoes, and it just like kept echoing out after I played, and I was like, oh, I was just like, this could be a nice outro. And then I was just like, this is real sick, I'm just gonna keep adding layers to this weird little outro thing, and then made the weird little like ambient song that's probably about just as long, if not longer, than the actual song, with like a sample of Lil B in there. He's just talking about like the woman asks like why do you make songs like Wonton Soup and stuff? He's just like, when I make those songs, I just feel so like happy and alive and good about myself. And like just making music makes me feel real good about myself and like real happy. And sometimes I feel like get down and feel bad about myself, but like I gotta do this to make myself feel happy. It's like, oh, Lil B, that's so profound. Thanks, Bass God, once again. We were up in the kind of by the Yosemite mountain ranges and the El Dorado mountain ranges, and we had a cabin for 2 days. And that's also where I recorded the other song I was going to talk about, Cornhusker. We had these 2 days off in the El Dorado mountain ranges in the town called Pioneer. We went for a walk that day, and the dude next door told us, like, hey, there's some, like, coyotes and, like, bears about, like, be careful if you're going for walks and stuff. And he's like, you can tell, like, there's a coyote about when the, like, dogs start barking kind of thing. The dogs go crazy because they can tell. And, like, we're going for this walk, and there's, like, a sort of, like, a hill up next to where we're walking, and we can just hear all these dogs, like, going crazy. And, like, Daniel Smith freaked out. We were all like pretty spooked, but Daniel was like, no, I don't know about this. He was like the nerdy kid in like the movie, and he's like, I don't know about this, guys. And like we were like, okay, no, let's get out of here. And we walked back and we like tried to take a shortcut a separate way to how it came. And there was like all this real fresh bear shit. And we were just like, oh no, let's get out of here. And so I went home and recorded Cornhusker after that. All the guitars for that. Which is a fairly informative process to creating some slightly negative feelings amongst this like great fun trip around America. About Mejiteria, which is about my grandmother on my dad's side, who had like a super rough life, like just so much violence, really. Like as a child, she wasn't allowed to speak Tereo at school, so she'd get like beaten up by her teachers for speaking that, and then go home and she'd be speaking English, and she'd get beaten up by her parents for speaking English, and was in like a horrible relationship, and you know, all this like heavy stuff. She was supposed to die when I was a little kid. Like, she had stomach cancer, and like, she, my dad, I remember my dad taking me to see her when I was three, and I was like, I don't want to go to Nan's house, I want to play PlayStation or something. Like, no, your Nan's gonna die, you have to go see her. And so she got told, she was like a heavy smoker and was just like always eating pork chops and shit, and like, she got told to stop eating fatty foods and smoking. So as soon as she gets out of the hospital, she goes, buys a pack of diaries, goes and buys some meat, and is like frying it up. And somehow she's still alive. Like, she dealt with her pain and all of the bullshit in her life so graciously, and like, almost like, I wish I could do that.
Thank you.
Painter, which is like the last song on the album. It's actually kind of funny because the outro for that album was like these two chords that I always wanted to like have in a song. Like, it's like a real basic chord progression, but I wanted to do that since I was probably about 16. And so I finally did it in a song because I'd made the song that was like pretty much the perfect chords to do that with. Because with a lot of the first few things, I didn't have like nice drum recording stuff. So I recorded like, you just use like break beats from like funk songs, like all the kind of same stuff I'd used to make Totem's tunes with. Just so it had like a bit of a groove to go with. And this was one of the ones that I really had trouble like getting the drums to sound as good as they did in the demo. Like, but I think it worked out because that's the last one I recorded vocals on. Not that long before it was done, just was like, okay, no, I'm just gonna make something up, like, and did it Lil Wayne style. Do you know how Lil Wayne like records his tracks? Like, so he'll like get the mic and like get the beat and then just freestyle as much as he can over it, and then be like, stop, go back, I want to go from this point, and then start again from that point, and just like listen back and then start freestyling again from that point. And he just like, it's just like a like collage of like little excerpts of freestyles kind of thing. So I just did that with the song, like looped the portion I wanted to sing on, and then just like made like a bit, and then was like, okay, I don't like that, like keep the beginning of that, and just like kept doing that till there was like a full passage of singing, and then just re-recorded the whole lot at once. And I was like, that's how I'm gonna do everything from now on. Like, that was so much better than just trying to sit down and like write a vocal melody, because it's like way more emotional, I guess, like less restricted than having to sit down and like plan out lyrics and a melody. And I just like hate writing lyrics.
Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.
That was was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.